In the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Matt Oliver. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you all doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Pretty good. How's Matt doing this morning?
Tell you what, I'm ready for the weekend. The sun is shining, so I count that as a plus.
Yeah, okay. Beautiful, isn't
all right.
It?
I ran across an article. In fact, I did that this morning. It said that we are becoming addicted to alcohol and drugs by the pandemic. What's your thoughts on that?
That is an interesting observation.
Yeah.
I think about 2020 as the year of uncertainty. And uncertainty makes fears magnified, and people, when they're dealing with stressors or fears, they seek escape.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not surprising at all that people are drinking more than they probably have. They've been more isolated than they usually have. But let's face it, they've got COVID-related stressors run the gamut, whether it's economic, isolation, social unrest. And it's taking a toll on our communities, no doubt about it.
Well, and the other thing, which you just hit on, is the fact everybody is so emotionally exhausted from everything that's been going on. But it's not just, as we just said, it's not one thing. It's something. It's about three or four things at least.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think people have different fears, different abilities to cope. And so some members of our community are hit much harder. We have a lot of people seeking help for depression and anxiety, particularly anxiety lately. It just seems like that is a thing, and people are just struggling. They're struggling to cope. And while some are doing better than others, being mindful of where people may be at, we're in this together. We need to get through it together. But I think there's a couple of basics when I was thinking about this a little bit, too. Is from a coping standpoint, if folks can focus on what their personal kind of goals are, their purpose, if you will, that's absolutely key, because despite all the kind of craziness outside, if we have goals that we're kind of working towards, or we feel like we're growing as people, we do better. And you know, the holidays are here, and the holidays will always have an impact on the wallet. And so when we talk about coping, we often talk about exercise or journaling or connecting with friends. But let's be honest, too. Financial stress has a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that couples who talk about money together are much happier. If they're not talking about their choices and making a budget and working together, then you have things like shame or guilt or social pressure creep in, and that tends to divide couples, which amplifies stress throughout the family. It's not uncommon for spouses to hide purchases from each other, and that, you know, one in three would say, I've hit a purchase for my spouse. But if you look at the stats, those that set expectations together, that are talking regularly, 94% of great marriages say they do set expectations together, whereas only 45% of those in okay or in crisis marriages say they're setting expectations together. And if you're not setting expectations together, oftentimes it's your friends, your kids, that end up running the show a little bit in terms of how you're spending, and that just generally can set yourself up for more stress, less coping, and as we talked about at the very beginning, typically more escape, whether that's through drugs or alcohol or something else that's generally not helpful for you.
Is our mental health about the same, or is it getting worse or getting better? We know the reasons why, but I'm just curious, is it going any which way right now?
There definitely are stats about people reporting more. If they're surveying every 3 months about who's reporting feeling distressed or anxious or depressed, we do see an uptick in people that are reporting, you know, higher levels of anxiety, higher levels of depression. That doesn't mean necessarily that our entire society is necessarily needing to rush in for services. It does say that people are feeling the pressure, and there's just a lot of uncertainty, whether that's making sure you've got child care, if you've got school closures, or if you've got coverage because you're being quarantined because you were exposed at work. There's just a number of things that are pressures. And let's talk about our leaders in the community. They're in a no-win situation because things get to be socially polarized. They have to make hard decisions that are not always easy for people to support them as constructively as we would like. And so I think everybody's in this kind of tenser moment. But, you know, most people are doing okay, but they're tired. And so, again, talking about money constructively, taking time to reflect on what do I want? Do I feel like I'm moving ahead, or at least I'm growing? Whether that's reading a book or just practicing good habits, or walking in a park or something that lets you reflect and kind of unwind. That helps us just be a little more resilient and a little more flexible and a little more giving to each other when we're all trying to do the best we can.
And I would also take it that people who get a little bit sensitive about how they go about taking care of themselves, if they get kind of jabbed by their friends, they kind of feel guilty about it, and they really shouldn't in this situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. They, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, it's hard to take care of others, and we shouldn't feel guilty about that. And so I think what our challenge is we have such usually a fast-paced life with lots of pressures. It's time to reevaluate and decide, what can I really do, and what do I need to let go of? What do I need to focus on, and what's going to help me move forward or help my family move forward? And that's, again, where I think it's really important for spouses to talk about money, budget, and also about future. Where are we going, and what can we realistically do? And talking together is much better, even if it's hard, than not talking together, because you're going to have much more tension if you're not just able to hear. So if you're an individual, planning a future is important. If you're in a relationship, you've got family, that it's still absolutely even more important because you've got more people involved. So it's just time to take stock, to not feel guilty, not feel shame. And let's be real, if you're starting to drink more, argue more, think about suicide, hey, we're here for you. Community Howard, we've got a great behavioral health team. And we're a call away, Community Howard, mentalhealth.com. We're there for a website, gives you all sorts of information and how to get in touch with a service provider if that's appropriate.
Okay. Anything else you want to add real quick?
Just as always, appreciate all that you're doing for the community and bringing this together and having a good conversation about resources and the welfare of our communities.
Okay.
It's absolutely important we do this together. So thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Matt, thanks a lot. Great. And take care of yourself.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Always good stuff with Matt Oliver and the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.